More U.S. beef and other farm products headed to Japan. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
We really think that will absolutely open the market even more for U.S. beef. We know Japanese consumers love U.S. beef. This gives them even greater access at a greater price.
Jennifer Houston, a Monroe County beef producer and president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says the new trade agreement approved this week by the Trump administration and Japan will no doubt mean more exports of U.S. beef to Japan.
After we dropped out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, we kept urging President Trump that we had to have a bilateral. And he and his trade ambassadors, Lighthizer and Greg Dowd, worked that out. Japan is our number one export country for beef. Last year, we sold over $2 billion worth of meat to Japan. We were at a 38.5% tariff, 12% more than our largest competitors. Starting January 1, we'll be on a level playing field with our competitor countries. And over the next few years, it'll go down to 9%.
Now, the trade deal will go into effect again on January 1st, and it will not only benefit beef, but other ag products as well. When the trade deal was reached in September, President Trump said it would mean opening Japan's market to about $7 billion in U.S. farm goods, with tariffs lowered or scrapped on American beef, pork, wheat, cheese, corn, and wine. But beef production is one of Tennessee's top products, and Jennifer Houston says while beef producers will likely not notice a difference right away, long term they will.
All exports account for about $370 a head per fed animal, so you can back that off, you know, quite a bit for the size of a feeder animal, and then over a quarter of that is just due to the Japanese market. So it will make a difference. You know, it's a little harder to quantify on feeder cattle than your fed cattle, but it definitely makes a difference.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.